Jane, age 14. Jane? The lights came on in the most annoying way possible. Jane, it's long past time to wake up. Jane pulled the covers over her head. Jane, come on. There isn't that much daylight this time of year. Owl sounded tired. Whatever. Jane was tired, too. Jane was always tired. No matter how much sleep she got, it was never enough. Turn off the lights, Jane said. She'd figured out a long time ago that Owl had to obey direct commands related to the ship. She couldn't see Owl's face, but she could feel it, frowning and frustrated. Through the edges of the blanket, Jane saw the lights switch off. Jane, please, Owl said. Jane sighed, long and loud. Pulling the direct command card was a jerk thing to do, and she knew it. Sometimes it felt good, though, especially when Owl was being annoying. Owl was annoying a lot lately. Jane pulled the blanket off her face. Turn the lights back on. The room lit up. Jane winced. I wish you wouldn't do that, Owl said. Jane caught a glimpse of Owl. She looked hurt. Jane pretended to not notice, but she felt kind of bad about it. She didn't say that, though. She shuffled off to the bathroom. Stars, she was tired. She peed, not bothering to flush. The filtration system was going to fizz out soon, and until she could find a replacement, or something she could hack into a replacement, flushing was on the list of things she could only do when there was something other than pee to deal with. It was gross, but when you did the math, it was either that or not washing the dogs she brought home. There was no way she wasn't washing the dogs. She sucked in water straight from the faucet and swished it around her mouth, trying to get rid of the hot inside-out sock feeling. There had been Dentbot packs on the shuttle when she'd first got there, but those had run out forever ago, and she hadn't found more. She missed having teeth that didn't hurt. Sometimes she thought back to the factory, where they'd had these bland little tabs they sucked on to get the fuzz off their teeth. Those had been good. Not everything in the factory was stupid. Most things. But not all things. Soap. That was the other thing she missed. She showered as often as the water supply would allow, but she could still smell herself, sour and musky. The dogs were way worse, but they weren't so different. Mammals smelled, Owl had said. That was just the way of it. Jane hadn't smelled bad when she was a kid. At least, she didn't remember smelling bad. Her body had changed a lot, and Owl said it would keep changing for a while. Still, though, Jane hadn't been changing in quite the way Owl had said. Not like other human girls did. She'd gotten taller, sure, and she had to make new clothes a lot. But she wasn't all curves and circles like the pictures Owl had shown her of adult women. Jane was still as skinny as a kid, and she didn't have big round breasts, just small bumps that ached all the time. Her hips were wider, kind of, but sometimes she thought she looked more like a boy, except for the whole between the legs thing. But that was just a big bunch of weirdness, no matter which bits you had. Jane hadn't started bleeding either, but Owl didn't think she would. They'd figured out from her med scans a long time ago that Jane had a single chromosome, which was apparently one short from the usual. So probably no bleeding, which was fine, because that sounded like the absolute worst thing ever if you didn't have meds to shut that down. And she obviously did not. Oh, and she couldn't make kids. Bleeding was a maybe, but kids was a definite no. Owl had been kind of cagey when she'd told Jane that, but it was hard to care about not doing something you didn't know you could do in the first place. Jane had learned that she couldn't make kids in the same conversation where she'd learned that making kids was a thing. She hadn't been made the way most humans were, which had weirded her out at first, but was no big deal, really. There'd been a stretch when she was a kid where she'd been real curious about how and why the enhanced had made her the way they did. She and Owl had puzzled it out together then, Owl using what she knew about enhanced humanity societies, Jane telling her what little she could remember about medical stuff at the factory, both of them looking at samples of Jane's spit on the little scanner. Jane didn't have any huge tweaks, chromosomes, and no hair aside. She had a super buff immune system, though, which was not a usual thing, and it also made Owl stop caring so much about getting the decontamination flash working. All in all, the enhanced had probably cooked her up out of some grab bag gene junk and pulled her out of a gooey vat, along with the other disposable girls. The enhanced. What a bunch of fuckers. Owl had given Jane access to Sims meant for adults, and that was how Jane had learned about swearing. Owl had said it was important to know how swearing worked, and it was okay under the right circumstances, but that Jane shouldn't swear all the time. Jane definitely swore all the time. She didn't know why, but swearing felt fucking great. Owl only had 11 adult Sims in storage, but Jane didn't mind playing them again and again. Her favorite was Scorch Squad 6, Eternal Inferno. The best character was Combusto, who used to work for the Oil Prince, but was a good guy now. And he also used to be a pyromancer in a previous life, which was true for everybody on the Scorch Squad. But let's be real, Combusto was the one who took the oath most seriously before he was reincarnated. So he had visions of the past sometimes, and his eyes caught fire when he got mad, which was all the time. And his ultimate attack was called Plasma Fist, which made bad guys explode. He also had the very best swears. Jensen, get your fucking helmet on before they blow your skull out of your ass! Yeah, that was the stuff. She could play that sim all day. Or at least she would play that sim all day if she didn't have stupid bullshit she had to do instead. She'd noticed, in The Sims, nobody else had to find scrap and eat dogs. Nobody else made clothes out of seat covers. Nobody else hauled around water in old fuel drums. She couldn't wait to get the stupid shuttle working so they could get to the GC. There'd be people there. And toilets you could flush any time you wanted to. And food that wasn't covered in buggy fur. The people were the thing she was looking forward to most, obviously. Owl always made her talk in clip. They hardly ever spoke Skoensk anymore, to the point that Jane couldn't always remember words. Sometimes, Owl put on different voices, so Jane would get used to talking to other people. But Jane always knew it was really Owl. She wished she could talk to someone else. The wall screen switched on as Jane picked at the stupid red bumps all over her face. Owl said those were normal, too. Jane, you should check the light panel in the kitchen before you go out today, Owl said. I think it's got a damaged coil.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know? It just started flickering. Jane rolled her eyes and grabbed her pants from where she'd thrown them the day before. All right, I'll look. She was real tired of having to fix shit. She just wanted to get out of there. Owl followed her down the hall, and it was so annoying. Jane looked up at the kitchen ceiling. Yep, the light was flickering. Woo-hoo! She got herself a cup of water and threw some dog on the stove. While it sizzled, she checked her to-do lists. The to-do lists were written on the wall with chalk rocks, Owl's word for the white stones scattered all through the scrapyard dirt. Owl could have kept records of what Jane needed to fix, and probably did, but Jane liked being able to look at what still needed doing. There was so much that needed doing. A big list on the wall kept her from going crazy over it. To do. Fix water filtration system. Important. Rebuild aft propulsion strip. Replace fuel lines. Figure out what's wrong with navigation. Anti-grav system. Does it work? How to test. Repair cargo bay hull. Rusty. Repair power conduits. Hallway. Repair bedroom air filter. totally broken. Repair back left stove burner. Not important. Repair fucking everything always, always, always. Get off the stupid planet. Make new pants. Shopping list. Fabric. Tough. Bolts, bolts, bolts. All the bolts. New circuit couplers. Motherboards. Any condition. Gunk traps. Tape, glue, something. Thick plex. Cable coatings. T-junctions, fuel. Wire that doesn't suck. Some kind of siding for the hull. Work gloves! Dogs, always. Mushrooms, always. Snap beetles, be fast. Checks. Water filtration, going to break soon, fix it. Lights, good. Heater, good. Stacy, good. Owl, good. Hatch, good. Decont, flash, broke. Airlock scanner, going to break soon. Med scanner, good. Scrib, buggy. Jane rubbed her eyes. There would always be something on the list. It was never going to end. She forked the meat onto a plate and ate it, even though she knew it was going to burn her tongue. In The Sims, they always had such amazing-looking food. She didn't know what any of it was or what it tasted like, but holy shit, she couldn't wait to get some of that. She swallowed a burning mouthful of dog, which tasted like it always did. "Don't forget to take food with you today," Owl said. "I know," Jane said, shoving more dog into her mouth. "Well, you don't always know. You forgot yesterday." Jane had forgotten to bring food yesterday, and it sucked. She hadn't realized until she got hungry, but she was an hour out from home by then and had her hands full of some really tricky circuits she'd ripped out of an old Stacy, and she had to finish that before coming back, and by then she was so hungry she could have eaten a dog without washing it first. But even though all that was true, Owl's reminder bugged her. "I didn't forget today," Jane said. She grabbed some jerky from the box on the counter, wrapped it in a cloth, and stuck it in her satchel. She gave the nearest camera a look. "There. That's not enough for the whole day. You'll get hungry." "Owl, please. I know what I'm doing. If I take more than that, I won't have any tomorrow." "It would be a really good idea to make some more jerky soon." "I know. I haven't seen any dogs in a while." She pulled on her foot wraps and filled her canteen. "See? Water, food, all good. Can you open the airlock?" The inner hatch slid open. "Jane," Owl said.
"What?"
"The light panel." "Stars. I know. I'll find something." "You didn't even open it up." "Owl, it's a light panel. It's not a fucking pinhole drive." "I really wish you wouldn't talk like that." "I said I'll find something. Light panels are not that hard." She walked through the airlock to the outer hatch and picked up the handle for her cargo wagon. Owl's face was real sad. Somehow that made her all the more annoying. Jane sighed again. "I will. Seriously, I've done this before." She had. The scrapyard was as familiar to Jane as her own face, probably more than that. She spent way more time looking at scrap than at herself. She thought once, years ago, about marking the piles she'd already combed through, but there was no need. She knew where she was. She knew where she'd been. The piles in an easily walkable radius had stopped being useful a long time ago. Oh, there was a fuck ton of scrap left, sure, but it was either too broken even for her, or things she couldn't use, or buried so deep there was no point in bothering. Scavenging was a surface-level kind of job. You'd spend forever digging otherwise, and most of it was junk anyway. Still, though, she could never get over how much decent, fixable tech the Enhanced just chucked out. Did they not have fix-it shops like they did in The Sims? Was grease and gunk that gross to them that they had to dump it all half a planet away? She'd never seen an enhanced. She hadn't seen anyone since the factory, but she was pretty sure she'd hurt them bad if she did. Plasma fist to the ribcage, just like Combusto. She talked to herself as she walked, for company. Walking didn't take much brain, and hers got away from her if she wasn't working on something. Today's selection was the first scene from Night Clan Rebellion, which was pretty good. It wasn't as good as Scorch Squad, but she talked that one out all the time. Chapter 1. We open on a snowy forest, stained red with blood. There's a big fucking monster wrecking a castle, and Night Queen Arabelle is on a cool horse. She did a voice kind of like Night Queen Arabelle. Come, warrior, I need your assistance. She went back to her own voice again. And so I go running in, and the monster takes out the tower with its tail. Crash! And so the Night Queen gives me a cool horse, and she says, we must hurry before the Everguard is lost. Jane kept going. She got all the way through chapter 2, the bit where you find out that the monsters actually have a good reason for wrecking shit, when the back wheel on her wagon started to wobble. Oh, shit, she said, kneeling down to take a look. The axle had come loose. She dug through her satchel, got a tool, and sat down in the dirt to make repairs. Come on, get back in there. You know where you're supposed to be. She heard the dogs before she saw them. A scruffy pack of 5, all watching her close. Jane wasn't worried. She stood up real chill and got her weapon ready. She sized them up, one by one. Taking a dog this early in the day wasn't the best. Dragging around the extra weight sucked, and midday heat and a freshly dead dog wasn't a great combo. But it wouldn't spoil or anything, and she needed jerky. Good morning, shitheads, she said, giving the weapon switch a quick flick. A little tongue of electricity slithered out. So, which one of you guys am I going to eat? One of the dogs hunched down and stepped toward her. A crusty old female, blind in one eye. She snarled. Jane snarled back. Yeah, come on, she said. Come on, let's go. The dog kept growling, but didn't make a move. Jane had seen this one around before, slinking off in the distance. She'd never gotten close. Maybe this pack had come Jane's way by accident. Or maybe they were real hungry. Lizard birds and dust mice weren't much for big carnivores to go on. And if that was why they approached her now, well, too bad. They were leaving hungry. Jane wasn't. She picked up a rock, never taking her eyes off the female's teeth. She switched the weapon into her left hand and, with a quick flick of her wrist, whipped the rock into the dog's nose. Killing it wasn't even hard. The dog lunged, the zapper zapped, and the rest of the pack freaked out. Yeah! Jane yelled, jumping over the heap of smoking fur. Yeah! Come on! Who's next? She thumped her chest like Combusto. You want to go? The other dogs were pissed, but they backed off. They knew. They got it. That's right. I'm real scary, Jane said, turning her back on them. Be sure to tell your stupid friends if I don't eat you first. She grabbed the dead one by the legs and heaved it onto the wagon. It landed with a thud. Jane glanced over her shoulder, but of course the dogs were gone. Of course they were. She'd done this like 1,000 times. She knew what was up. We are the blessed warriors of the Night Clan, she said in her best justified and wrecking shit monster voice. She gave the wagon axle a wiggle. All good. She dragged the now heavy wagon behind her. For 1,000 years, we have waited for our hour of vengeance. Nothing else bugged her as she made her way. She saw a couple cargo ships fly by high up overhead, full of new scrap to drop off. That was nothing new. They only made drops at the edge of the yard, which was days and days of walking from home, she guessed. She never saw them on the ground. And the wider the yard got, the farther the drop site was. Besides, she was pretty sure there weren't any people on the ships. and they obviously weren't scanning the ground or anything. The same was true of the collector drones, which scooped up mouthfuls of scrap to take back to the factories. They didn't care about her at all. They probably thought she was a dog, if they could even think. She'd once wondered if the collectors would get to where the shuttle was before she left the planet, but Owl had calculated it, and given how often the drones made an appearance, and how far away they were, and how much scrap they appeared to take, it'd be another 6 years or so before they even got close. 6 years. Jane couldn't deal with that thought. She walked and walked until she got as far as she'd been the day before. She stopped to think. There were two ways around the pile in front of her. One that looked like it would involve a lot of climbing, and one that looked kind of rocky but relatively flat. She considered the stinking carcass on the back of the wagon and went for the easier choice. Turned out, the easier choice was a better walk, but the destination was pretty crazy. Sometimes it was easy to forget that she lived on a planet, with ecosystems and geology and all that other stuff Owl told her about. It made more sense thinking that the dirt and animals had kind of happened around the scrap, like there were little details added in later on. But then sometimes she saw something like the place she'd come to, and it was obvious that nature was always there first. There had been a cliff or something there once, a hill, maybe. Jane didn't have much real-life experience with land left untouched. Sims didn't count. And she wasn't always sure if she knew the right words for the things she saw. Anyway, there had been a lot of dirt and rock, all stacked up at some point. But there'd been some water or wind or something, and now it was weird. There was a big hole in the ground. A big, big hole, with lots of other little ones around, where the dirt had sunk in on itself. And while there was still a giant structure of dirt and rock off to the side of it, it had slumped over a scrap pile, almost like they had melted together. Jane could see scrap sticking out of the wall of dirt, like it was trying to pull itself out. It was a huge mess, and not great for scavenging at all. She would have turned right around if it hadn't been for one thing. She could see half of a ship sticking out of it. Not a big ship, of course. She'd never found anything much bigger than home. But intact vehicles of any kind were not an everyday thing. Whenever she found one, she cleaned it out right away, especially if there was decent fabric on the seats, or bunks, or whatever. Fabric did not get better with age, and if she found something that wasn't all rain-rotted or chewed up from nesting things, that was worth grabbing super fast. She chewed her lip as she looked at the wall of dirt. It would be a pain in the ass to climb, and it looked crumbly. She wiggled her toes against where her foot wraps were wearing thin. If there was fabric in there, it was worth the climb. She could do it. She could do anything. The smaller holes orbiting the big ones weren't as deep, but they were deep enough, maybe about half again as tall as she was. She skirted around them, and when they got too tricky to avoid, she left the wagon on a flat patch and continued toward the wall. The slope was steep, almost straight up in some spots. She put her foot against it. It was crumbly, for sure. She reached up and grabbed a hunk of metal firmly buried. It held. She held. Yeah, she could do this. She'd be fine. She continued up and up until she was at the same height as the ship. She worked herself sideways, turning her feet weird angles, letting them sink into the crumbly dirt so it would hold her weight. "Boom, boom, we'll wreck your walls," she sang. "Bang, bang, we'll burst your balls." It was the song the Scorch Squad sang when they drank alcohol after they won a fight. She didn't know what drinking alcohol was like, but the Sims made it look real fun. "Slam, slam, get drunk and fight!" Some of the dirt gave out under her foot, and her legs slid farther than was comfy. She looked at the distance between her and the stuck ship. Almost there. but she could hear pebbles tumbling down below her, and there weren't a lot of good footholds between here and there. Maybe this was a bad idea. She thought about it. She sniffed.
You die tomorrow, so live tonight, she sang.
She put her foot on the next big rock. The next big rock broke into dusty pieces the second she let her weight down. Jane fell. The dirt caught her. She slid, arms and legs flipping over in a tangle, hard things scraping her skin and ramming her body. Her weapon pack and satchel, still wrapped around her, added extra blows to the flurry. She clawed, trying to grab something, but she couldn't make sense and couldn't see straight. She tumbled and tumbled, out of control. The ground went away, but she still clawed, even though there was nothing but air. Nothing but air until her body came crashing down. For a moment, the entire world was loud and red, a bright, stinging red that filled her shut eyes and ringing ears. Her leg felt red, too, red and angry. She remembered how to breathe and pulled in a hard lungful. She opened her eyes. The world was not red, and neither was her leg, but something was very, very wrong with it. There was no deep blood and nothing poking out, but when she tried to stand, she screamed. She saw the sky as she did so. It was further away than it had been before, a bright circle out of reach. She had landed in one of the holes. My leg's broken, she thought. She'd never had a broken bone before, but somehow she knew it all the same. Fuck, she said out loud, her breath speeding up. Stars! Fucking shit! She made ugly sounds as she tried to sit up, moaning and whining and choking. She looked up, around, all over. Even if she'd been able to stand straight and reach up, the hole was taller than her, and there was nothing to climb on. No rocks, no crates, nothing. She was so fucked. You're okay, she said, her voice coming out wrong. You're okay. Come on. Come on, it's okay. But it wasn't okay. Her hands were scraped and bruised, as were her arms, her face, everything. And her leg. Stars, her leg. She pulled off her satchel and the weapon pack, both looking entirely the wrong shape, so she could lie flat on the ground. She put her hands over her face, trying to breathe, trying to stop shaking. What the hell was she going to do? For a long while, there was nothing she could do but lie there and hurt. Her mind had finally started to turn to, can I even climb out of here with a broken-ass leg? When she heard something, some things, approach the hole. Jane held her breath. A dog came into view over the edge. A lean, sharp-eyed dog. There was a scrabbling sound behind it, a weirdly playful sound. Jane couldn't believe it. Two freckled pups, no longer than her arm from tip to tail. The big one had to be their mother. Jane had never seen pups up close. She knew better than to go into dog dens. They were too dark, too closed in. Jane and the mother stared at each other, neither making a sound. The mother broke her gaze first, looking at her paws, the sides of the hole, the drop to the bottom. She was figuring it out, just like Jane had been, trying to see if there was a safe way back up. Jane's mouth went dry. All dogs were kind of scrawny, but she could see the ribs on this one. She could see the ribs on the pups, too. Where was their pack? Were they alone? Didn't matter. This was a problem. A big fucking problem. Even if she could manage the climb out, she couldn't pull herself up with her weapon in hand. And wait. She thought back to the moment she'd hit the ground. There had been so much noise, so much crunching. She grabbed the weapon rod and hit the switch. Nothing happened.
She hit it again. Again. She could hear the soft click of the firing mechanism inside, but nothing. Nothing. Her leg wasn't the only broken thing. She let out a yell from the very bottom of her belly, clenching her fists against her face. She could hear the pups startle. She turned her head to them, sharp and furious. What? You scared? Rah! She yelled again. Go away! Get out of here! Go! Go away! She threw a rock. It didn't make it out. The pups backed away out of view. The mother looked wary, but she stood her ground, ears laid back, fur bristling. Jane grabbed her satchel, torn and dirty from the fall. She pulled out the jerky she'd packed that morning. Smell that? She yelled, shoving the handful of dried meat in the mother's direction. Huh? You know what that is? Jane took it between her teeth and ripped out a messy chunk. Mmm, that's you! That's your pups! You're fucking delicious! Did you know that? The words sounded good, but Jane shook as she said them. She thought about the empty click of the weapon. She thought about the shuttle, half a morning's walk away. She thought about Owl. She thought about Owl. If the dogs could smell the jerky, they didn't care. The pups rejoined their mother, who had sat down, muscles tight, head lowered into the hole. She was staying put. Jane was, too. She didn't have a choice. She and the dog stared at each other all day, despite more thrown rocks, despite Jane yelling until her throat was raw. They stared at each other until the sun went down. And even after that, Jane could see the mother's eyes watching her in the dark, glinting green in the moonlight, patient, waiting, hungry.